Peace and blessings to you. Are you looking for a place to express your concerns, your anger, what's going on in your community and your family? Well, Breaking Chains is the podcast. It's all about letting the world know that enough is enough, and it's time for you to speak up and speak out. Join us nightly, and let's break some chains by using your voice to express the concerns you have about the issues that are affecting our people, mankind, and our world as a whole. Get involved, and let's break some chains.
It's now time for Breaking Chains with P31 Ladies Night, where we work to give females increased self-esteem, establish a healthy self-identity, and motivate females to obtain high, noble character as detailed in Scripture. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
God cares. He knows everything that we're going through. I pray all is well with you and your families all over this earth, God's land from the four corners of it. I am Pastor Roderick Williams. Welcome to Breaking Chains P31 Ladies Night, and welcoming all the ladies all over the world. Waiting on my ladies to call in. I prayed that Pastor Laquina did text and say that she would be leaving an event and she'll be coming on. But we want to apologize for the last couple of weeks. One of those weeks I didn't have a voice. And last week, our podcast host had some technical difficulties with their major system. So, I apologize to you. Let us open our hearts to mind. Let's go to the Lord of God in prayer. Most gracious and merciful Father, we come, Lord God, saying thank you. We thank you, Father God, for another day, another opportunity, Father God, that you've given us, displaying your love, your grace, and your mercy by the shedding of the blood of your only begotten Son, Yahshua, Lord God, that we have life today, Father God, and filled us with his Holy Spirit. We say thank you. Father God, we thank you for an opportunity to come across these airways, Father God, this internet, Father God, everywhere that their ears open and they can hear us, Lord God. We pray that you get glory and that you're glorified through words that are spoken tonight, Lord God. Father God, uplift and keep us, Lord God. We thank you for the blessings bestowed upon us and our families, your comfort, your strength, your healing, protection, Lord God. Everything that you're doing for us, Lord God. Order our steps, Lord God. Continue to keep and watch over us, Lord God, as we continue to bow down and order and glorify your name. And your son, Yahshua HaMashiach, Lord God, your name, Father God, we bow down and honor you. Amen. I tell you, Breaking Chains is all about just stepping up against the world of darkness, the evilness in our lives, around our lives, and everything that lurks with evilness, those spirits that are out there. And they're out there busy, but you know, we serve a God, the creator of all things. And we know that God gave all of us free will. So we pray that, you know, we all capture the light of the world, that is displayed through God's children in the earth, and that you that are lost will come into his marvelous light. Breaking Chains is just all about just trying to stand up and striving every day to go up against the evil things of the world within our personal lives and our family and loved ones and things just of the world, just bring the identity and the exposure of it to the people and share God's word so that you can gain understanding. He's all about get an understanding. You know, you got degrees, you got the knowledge and the wisdom, common sense, but you got to get an understanding of what God is saying in these days at this time. What the Apostle John was putting out there to us when he was locked up on the island of Patmos in prison because of his beliefs in God and following Christ and just filled with his Holy Spirit and where we are today. And the P31 Ladies Night, we want to give a night dedicated to our ladies to come on and express things that they deal with that, so that they can comfort each other and strengthen each other and heal each other, help to heal each other. You know, and share because what you may not have gone through, she may have gone through. And I pray that this podcast will continue to grow, that people will get involved and let their voices be heard because we get so caught up in expressing ourselves through our actions and our feelings and our emotions. And we stay bogged down in things that cause depression and frustration and mental sickness, physical sickness, spiritual sickness. And we have to come out of that place. And ladies, our sisters, our queens, you know, as a man, I haven't always been that respectable man to my sisters, to the queens. I haven't. You know what I'm saying? I have to speak openly to that. You know what I'm saying? But we all have to hold ourselves accountable for the situations and get in front of these things because God is going to hold you accountable and repent of your sins and ask for forgiveness of the things that you've wronged, people you wrong. You know what I'm saying? And get past them. There's so much envy and jealousy and so much evil spirits going on and things that people thinking bad things, doing bad things, saying bad things to each other, no matter the color of the skin, no matter the gender. It's just horrific how things have gotten out of control. And as men and women of God, we have to speak up and stand up and do something about these things because we don't have that fear and the spirit of fear. And God didn't give it to us. You know what I'm saying? We have to stand boldly on his word and we believe in and have faith and trust in, and that's him. And that's him. And this is a night strictly for our ladies, our sisters, our queens to come on and fellowship together and talk and unify and let your voices be heard. You know, in the book of Titus chapter 2, God told us that, says that the older women likewise are to be reverent in behavior, not slanderers or slaves to much wine. They are to teach what is good, train the young women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled, pure, working at home, kind, submissive to their own husbands. And that's the word of God. And it may not be reviled. You know what I'm saying? So we have a lot of teaching and educating to do to our young people, men and women, but this is a night that's dedicated to our women. How does a man come on and talk on a P31 ladies' night? Because God took the rib from under my heart and created woman. So man knows women, and women are supposed to know the man, but you're supposed to know the one that comes from you. We're the same different gender, different chromosomes. But we're both God's children. You're his daughter, I'm his son. You're a queen and I'm a king. And we have to start living that way. Being a P31 woman, a lot of people don't want to come in and talk about this. Ladies, a lot of them don't want to come and face this issue because maybe you feel that you don't fit in the category. Maybe you feel that God is not talking to you. Maybe you feel a little uncomfortable about yourself. Whatever it is, maybe you have some insecurities about yourself. You understand? We all got some insecurities. We all got some issues that we deal with. We all got some things that we contend with on a daily basis that is uncomfortable to ourselves. You understand what I'm saying? So we have to get to a place where we find that comfort within ourselves, which relies on your identity, knowing who you are and whose you are, knowing where you came from and who you belong to. How you are to conduct yourself. You understand what I'm saying? Those are the things that we are not on top of in our lives on a daily basis. We say this and we say that, but we don't do it. We don't show it. So there's a lot of things that are going on in the world that are being said but not displayed. A lot of things that are being displayed that are improperly displayed. So we have to make sure that we get a hold of ourselves, a grasp. 858-357-9137. This is a show that I didn't want to do by myself, but you know, I know me and the Lord got this thing down packed. I know it. He told me to go. Let's go. You know? But the thing is, and you know, King Solomon, when he wrote the book of Proverbs in chapter 14, he said, the wisest of women builds her house, but folly with her own hands tears it down. See, the thing about it is that, you know, we find ourselves in relationships and as men, we get weak in certain areas and we physically strong and we don't want to show the weakness of our compassion and sympathies and our hurts and our pains and our letdowns. So they turn into anger and frustration and things like that. And it comes out on our sisters, our queens, you know what I mean? Our companions, our wives, different things. And the thing about it is that, you know, she's hurt and she carries that hurt to the next relationship. And then things don't work out. Things repeat themselves because there's nothing new under the sun, God tells us. But see, there comes a time when we have to get in front of things, man, and learn from this pain, learn from this anger, and mature ourselves spiritually. So that the physical can follow. See, what does it mean to break chains? What it means to break chains is it starts with me personally. It starts with you personally. Can't do it for you. I can instruct. I can teach. I can help to assist and show you what worked for me. Give you my testimony. But it's up to you to want it for yourself. God gives us all free will. God doesn't force himself on anyone. We don't have dominion over no man, no woman on this earth. So when we come here on this podcast, whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? One thing about it, God put in my spirit, so he said, you know what I'm saying? What is it? You know, you get the vision, you write the vision to make it plain. And you give everybody an opportunity to talk. A lot of people don't have an opportunity to voice their concerns or to be heard. What does it mean to be a P31 lady? When you read one, you understand it was Lemuel talking about his mother. So it's all about what have you put out there as a woman for people to see you, your children, your companion, your husband, your family. How do people see you? Because God knows you. But how do they see you to know you? What type of door is open to people to get to know you? Do you show the love of God or the hate of the enemy? And that's just not for sisters. I know this is the P31 ladies, but it's for everybody. Remember growing up, you hear that old saying, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. See, one thing is that what you realize is that these type of discussions come up, people think that, you know what I'm saying, and this is no insult, but that goes to show you how little their thought process is. When you hear conversations like this, people take as an insult. People think as if you're pointing the finger, but truth tell, brothers and sisters, it's called God's word is alive and active. It says that God's word is sharper than any double-edged sword. It says that God's word is supposed to cut you like that. It's supposed to rip through this flesh and rip you all the way open. Remember something that I had to bring before you is that God gave it to me first. He was talking to me, so hey, I'm just sharing what he told me to share. But he came to me, so there was something he was giving to me that I needed to hear, and then you share the rest. See, all I'm saying to you tonight, my brothers and sisters, is that you have to find that peace in your heart where you got to surrender. You got to lay it at the throne. Listen. You hear everybody say, everybody going through something. Listen, that's just an excuse to for you not to pray for someone. That's for you not to help somebody. That's for you just to be a coward and tuck your tail and run. See, one thing about it, my brothers and sisters, especially to my sisters tonight, is that guess what? God looks at you as a P31 lady. Woman. His daughter. That's why the chapter was for you. Because you know, one thing that he says is that, you know, charm is deceitful, beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. None of us are perfect. A woman has a lot to carry on her shoulders. But see, as sisters, you have to learn how to help balance each other, comfort each other, strengthen each other. We all dropping the ball on that. We dropping the ball like fumbling like on the Sunday afternoon. Don't want to be your brother's keeper. Don't want to have your sister's back. Well, it's time to connect. It's time to put the old, it's time to take the old man, old woman off and put on the new. Take that old wineskin off and put on the new so you can receive the new blessings that God has for you that's been waiting on you. He can't give it to you. You wondering where is that? Why God ain't mine? I've been sound like Charlie Brown's teacher. One. Listen, let me tell you something. It's called obedience. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 28 talks about either obedient or disobedient. Which one are you going to be? See, we can't expect God to do this and we don't want to do nothing. He did it all. He hung on the cross to tell you it is finished. And again, guess what? If you don't believe that it's finished, watch this. I'm finna die. Boom, gone. You put me in the tomb. Get up. I got up. Defeated death. Took back the keys. Got victory. Went to set up a mansion. Got the kingdom ready for you. What's the problem? I'm just saying. See, as men and women, you have you got a lot on you. I know. You got to take care of the family. You understand? You got to take care of your husband. You got to take care of the children. You know. But you have to be taken care of too. God said, listen. God said, better for a man to go sleep up on the roof than live in a house with a scornful woman. Ain't that something? It's storming outside. I don't care what he do. He go sleep. I don't care. Come on. That type of attitude is gone. We got to get rid of it. God told us in the book of Genesis chapter 2, God said, it's not good that a man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him. That's it. Help me. Everybody got to get in place. Get in line. Get on your post. Accept your assignment. I'm going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to bring Pastor Queen on. Our P31 ladies have joined us, and man, I'm excited about it. Listen, God knows everything they're going through, sister. God knows your hurt, your pain, your anger, your frustration. He knows everything that you're going through. He knows what your tomorrow is going to be like, and you don't even know yet. He knows what your past has been like. He wants you to be confident and let it go. See, a lot of people don't want to forgive, and you don't want to forgive, so you can't forget. You got to forgive. You've been forgiven. Washed, cleansed of your sins through his blood. If you're a believer. So you walking around a believer and been forgiven and can't forgive nobody else. Ain't forgiving nobody else. You ain't a true believer. You walking around here with unconditional agape love for your life. God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And you don't even love your brothers and sisters. Sister, you over there talking about your sister, then when she turn around, you grinning in her face. You hypocrite. God knows. He knows everything that you're going through. He knows. Sister Amy said tonight, the Bible said, get ready, get ready, get ready. God got your checklist. Hope you're getting all good points. I'm striving for excellency on his return to be called up with it. 858-357-9137. I done ran my mouth enough by myself. It's time for the P31 ladies to come on. Going to play a song and come right back. I want to play that song again for you because you know Sister Angel Millette, Breaking Chains, YAZ Radio. Let's go.
There was a time in my life when it seemed like nothing mattered. Just wanted to give up, 'cause I thought that things could never get better. Until I made the choice, decided to follow God's plan. Take hold of his promises, hold to God's unchanging hand. Just how much we can bear. Like no one understands, you're feeling alone. Somehow your faith seems all gone. Cast your cares on the one who is able to do exceedingly above all.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right. God bless you. Welcome back to the show. I pray all is well with you all over the earth, wherever you are. Breaking Chains, P31 Ladies Night, and Pastor Rod. And it's time for me to turn on these microphones and these ladies. To welcome the ladies on the line for my talk. The mic is yours. And I know Pastor LaQueen is here. God bless you, Pastor. Welcome.
Amen. Blessings, everyone. Apologize for my tardiness. I let time get away from me. I'm up here at the Surge in the arcade with my family. And I looked down. I saw it was 8:14. I said, Lord, I'm supposed to be on the radio. I had to run out the building. But it's
amen.
A blessing.
Ain't nothing like family time.
Yeah. I do that big time. Yes, my nephew's birthday.
Yes.
Tonight.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, it's good to hear your voice. We won't hold you long. Then we want you to get back to the family, because that's something that we were talking about earlier. That family time. It's about family, and you mm-hmm. know, I know that you wanted to get into a conversation, and we'll hold that conversation because very powerful. So I want you to have time to get into that. But tonight you're with family. So Pastor, it'd be something while you're out with family tonight, as we prepare for this holiday season and families coming together, tell the ladies how important it is for families to come together, not just during holiday seasons and funerals, but it's important for families to communicate all the time. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen. And, that's how God allowed, when God saved me, that's how he allowed me to be with my children from babies on. All of my children are adults now. And that's just how he is. Family represents love, represents the unity of God. You represent the Godhead, period. Family is very important. Very important. And it's just very important. Family is very important. I mean, I live for family. I live for it. My grandchildren, my children. And yes, family do get on your nerves sometimes, but I live for the gatherings of my family, you know, because as I pay attention to, as my children grow up, and like the Bible said, raise them up in the way they should go, and then they won't depart. If we pay attention to our family, not just, you know, your immediate family, but family, period, you see the connections that each one have with different culture of people. And what family do is bring the body together. We don't have to be on so much as one person. And I strongly believe that if we would just allow, if we just work on our family, ourselves, that will make the church. It will make up so much of the church if we just let our children be and find out who they are in God, in Christ, and also testing the waters out here in this world, you know. If we just let them be them and just love on them unconditionally, I mean, it'll just work out. Wrinkles and all that will be smoothed out. And they'll be able to walk in their identity smoothly without us interrupting what God want to do in their life. So that's why we see a lot of family breaking up and stuff, because once God save us, we be trying to control the other members of the family on what to do and what not to do, when everybody has their own grace period of growing. God has given me a strategy just watching my own children. And as I watch my own children, as they grown now, on how it gathers with so many other people in our life. You know what I'm saying? And family is very important. It's very important. I just can't express that enough. It's very important.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It's very important.
My God.
If I may state this here, I have been watching over the years that God saved me in 2000. 2002 is when I stopped everything on the outside, or, you know, drinking, smoking, and all that. But as I watch today's world of Christianity, people being saved, us in leadership, we charge the first family to being the example without them even knowing themselves. That's why we have a cliche in the church. If I'm saying that word right, you know, pastor children is always the worst children, this and that. It's because of the responsibility we place on them. We place such a heavy duty on them without them even knowing themselves, instead of allowing them to grow up and let God be their teacher. And when we do that, that allows that child, that first family, to know God for themselves, not just through the parents or the grandparents. You see what I'm saying? And allow them to know what field to be in on this journey of life. And I just was reading something the other day on Facebook on one of the pastors, and told me how hard it is on, you know, first families and stuff. And I wanted to share that. Wasn't not trying to tell nobody how to parent or anything else. But when you with your family, it's family. It's just love on your family. Love on your family. The assignment that God has given me as a pastor, I don't put the board on my daughter or my son to do what God then placed me to do. Because God just told me to make the vision, write it down and make it plain, and those who read it will run with it. He never said that my children will be with me all the time, even though I grew them up with it. You see what I'm saying? But he has placed other people that's not my children, that has become my spiritual children. You see what I'm saying? That's around. And that's what draws your children, you know. So I believe if we just focus on family and God and love and unconditionally, and letting family be family. Let uncle be uncle, auntie be aunt. Pray about these situations. We don't have to act like we untouchable. You see what I'm saying? Because we all wasn't clean when we was born in this world.
Amen.
So we just got to learn to let family be family and let God do the rest in family. And I strongly believe it won't be as bad as it is on situations of family of us being saved, you know.
Amen.
Not just through blood, even as not being related, but just brothers and sisters in Christ. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
We just gotta, you know. But family is so important with God. I can't express that enough. The older I get, the more I fall in love with it. I was telling someone, I said, I'm looking to downsize, but I can't even downsize. I said, now my grandchildren, my grandson know on the interstate, he's 3 years old, but his mind is so photogenic. Very, very anointed babe, young baby of God. And my daughter-in-law said, as she passed through the house on the interstate, he know the sign of how to get to my home. He acts a fool to get to grandma's house, you see. And she has to call me on the phone, and I have to be like, I'll get you on the weekend, Pay. I'll get you. But family is so important. And for a baby at 3 years old, know that type of love and that type of relationship. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Man, family is very important with God. That's
God.
That's God all by itself.
Yes,
when
it
we're
is.
Trying to fix everything else out here in the world. He said, say abide in me. And let me abide in you.
Amen.
They go back to the olive tree. Let's just stay connected to him and do what he has charged us to do.
My.
Let's work on ourselves. Ourselves is our family. That's cutting down generational curses and all that stuff as you working on you.
My,
and
my,
seeing everybody out of the eyesight of the Lord.
Yes.
seeing them out of God. It may irritate you. What some people may do in your family, it may get on your nerves of what some may do in your family. But we are not the ones to put them in a heaven or a hell. I can't say with my boys and daughter and them got grown that a lot of stuff bothered me. And a lot of times I put my mouth on it and put my hand to it. But in this season here, as God been teaching me on how to pastor these 2 years, he been showing me, you just focus on what you got to do. Pray and continue to love them unconditionally. And I'm grateful to the Lord that my family able to gather together. Like Apostle already said, you know, not just for holidays. We grill, and it ain't got to be a holiday. It's just love. It's just unity. And we don't just grill amongst ourselves. I got so many other children out here that from other mothers. I tell you, grown folk. But it comes through my children, not through me. I just have to be in a place. I just have to be in a place and let them grow and let them do their thing as God teach them. We have to be the example. And just sit back and let God do his thing. That's what I learned.
Amen.
Damn. Yeah.
Amen to that.
Family.
And this is the time of season when families start gathering, getting ready. You know, sit down, break bread. Exchange gifts, spend time, and family is important every day. Everybody, family is important. You heard the pastor say, even to get on your nerves or whatever the situation, it's still family. You know what I'm saying? We have to something that when you said that though, Pastor made me realize that we have to stop acting like others and be godly at all times. He didn't tell us it was going to be easy. He said the trials and tribulations was coming, pain and suffering. He ain't gonna even hate you, but keep on keeping on. Keep looking to the hills when we come in your help, because all of it comes from the Lord. Even the haters,
amen.
They help come from him too. The breath of life come from him too. You know, we all breathe the same air. You know what I'm saying? That breath of air that he breathes on us when he wake us up every morning, it's the same. So family, you know, Pastor told you, let's get past all of those past things of family that is broken. And the enemy don't want family together. He wants separation. But that's not of God. It's not of God.
Amen.
You know, it's not of God. Amen. God lets you know it's him. Then the man, then the wife, then the children. It's family. We are his family. Yes. When we out of order, we make the whole family out of order. I know a lot of y'all didn't get that. They didn't get that, Pastor, because let me tell you something. If my daddy is hurting because it hurts, shouldn't the son hurt too because his daddy is hurting? Mm-hmm. Shouldn't he be concerned? Mm-hmm. Shouldn't she be concerned about her mother? You know what I'm saying? The things that concern a mother, if mama is worshiping God and thankful and shedding tears of thanks, shouldn't the daughter be taught to realize and be able to feel the spirit of the Lord on her when he comes?
Mm-hmm.
Family.
Amen.
Family. Pastor, I want you to get back to your family and let your family know that we are Breaking Chains, Pastor Rod, and we all love them, and enjoy yourself, eat well, and have fun, and be careful out in that bad weather.
Amen, amen, amen. I do want to share this testimony before I go, because they in the arcade. I'm out, ready to go. But that who I'm spending time with, my little brother and my nephew, over the years, when when God saved us, my little brother, years ago, when we used to be real close years and years ago before God saved us. And as God saved us, we went separate ways. in the body of Christ. And it seemed like we could never, ever get on one accord. And, I mean, not logically having a good excuse why he didn't want to deal with me or talk to me or whatever. He's a godly man of God. And this year here, so many different prayers and stuff. This year here, God allowed my oldest brother to call me and for me and my little brother to get together and talk. And this is the product of us just allowing God to be God and not allowing the enemy to separate us no more of all these years. And I know it's a time and a season for everything, and you know, but I thank God for the fellowship that I'm having with my little brother of love and unconditionally with my nephew, who was years that I haven't even seen. I'm saying all that to say it's not even worth it sometimes when we have siblings that we haven't even talked to in years and years. I never once stopped praying. Every time we had gatherings there, he'll be there. I never stopped loving on him. I always say, what's up with you, Juan? I always would give him a hug, and he'll give me a fake hug back. I mean, we, God allow us to experience this stuff for a reason. When he went through a lot of stuff, I still was there, even though I knew he didn't care nothing for me. God always want us to exemplify the love of him, even when it hurts. Even when it hurts. But the ending of it is so beautiful. And that's what I'm seeing now. I enjoy my brother and them on tonight. My little brother and his son that turned 20 years old. I enjoyed them on tonight. I was talking and laughing and enjoying. That's the fruit of it. All the tears and prayers. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy always coming in the morning. God, the host of angels, mm-hmm. is smiling in heaven. Mm. It's smiling in heaven. So don't just wait till the holidays. People thinking about family during the holidays. Pick up that phone. You be the bigger person. You be the bigger person. I don't care what they did to you or what you did. Somebody got to be the bigger person and just love. Just love. Whether you get the response you want to get back, just love. And make sure that it's pure from your heart. That is real. I had a brother in Detroit. My brothers was upset at me because I started living a bad life at a very young age. And I was accused of being a cause of my mother's death, which it wasn't true, though. And I've been told that testimony over and over. I had a brother in Detroit that had passed away in 2020. And he didn't speak to me in over 10 years. And it took me to go to my brother's funeral to hear all the good things of how he loved, how God changed my life. But he never told me. I had to hear this from other people that I didn't even know. And he left this world still being stubborn, but never told me how proud he was of what God has done in my life. Everybody have a time and a season to get it together with God. God said, when you hear my voice harden out your heart, when you hear him talking on you, don't get ignored that. That means it's time to change your life and allow him to do it, to transform you and to make you. I done been through all that. I mean, God, when he saved me, the only thing I could think about was my brothers. I'm the only girl. So I wanted my brothers to be proud of me. I was the black sheep of the family. I was out here in the streets, not just in Mobile, from New York to Montgomery to Detroit to here. I was a hot mess, busting hell wide open. I'm telling y'all what I know through experience. It ain't even worth it. Love on your siblings. Love your family. For real. Amen.
Amen. So true. So true. Powerful testimony, but it's so true. Wow. A lot of families need to come together. A lot of families. So, Father God, right now, we touch and agree, Lord God, in the spirit, Lord God. Father God, that you just bring families back together wherever they are, lost, Father God, wandering around like lost sheep, Lord God, looking for love, Lord God, looking for hope, Lord God. We pray that they find it in you, Father God, and that you can find them back to their families, Lord God. Lead them and guide them, Father God. Put us all back together with our loved ones, our family, Father God. We need family, Lord God. Father God, bring families back together. Mend them back together, Father God. Remove the enemy, Lord God, the darkness out of homes, Lord God, out of relationships, Father God, out of our families, Lord God, our children, Lord God, that we may be come back together and mended in your love, Lord God. Watch over us and keep us, Lord God. Put your guardian protection around us, Lord God, so that we may always be guided by your righteous right hand, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for family, Lord God. We thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. In Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Family. Family. God bless you, everyone. It's about family. God bless you, Pastor. Go enjoy your family. And we love you.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all. Love y'all. And thank God for y'all.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, Pastor LaQueen. And have yourself a wonderful evening with you and your family. And we'll talk again for this P31 Ladies Night. Be blessed, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Good night, y'all.
As I enter into a place where there's no one but me and you, a place of peace, a place of rest, my time of solitude, there's someone who I can tell all my deep secrets too. Don't have to be afraid, I can put my trust in you. In your presence is the fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures evermore. That's the place where all can be revealed. And it's here with you that I find everything I need. In my secret place, when you wrap me in your arms, I gain my strength, I gain my peace, my will to carry on. The hurt and all the pain from the enemy outside, I know that it can't harm me, for your grace and your mercy abide. Your presence is the fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures evermore. In your throne room, that's the place where all can be revealed, and it's here with you
I have everything I need in your presence. There's the peace that surpasses understanding. And in your throne room, love and joy abide. It is in your presence. You buy the very power, the very power of the enemy, oh God. And it's here with you that I have everything. Everything I need, oh, and is here with you. I have everything, God, everything I need, oh, is here with you. I have everything I need.
Monday, Breaking Chains, the special assignment, 7 p.m. Central, a show to feature individuals, businesses, organizations, and ministries about what they're doing for the community. Tuesday, Breaking Chains History Talk with Dr. Levert Kemp, a show designed to learn about our history as a people. Every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Wednesday, Breaking Chains with the men and women of God, discussing the issues of our community and world events. Every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Central. Thursday, Breaking Chains with the men of valor, brotherhood, coming together to discuss issues that need to be addressed and confronted. Every Thursday, Breaking Chains, a talk show for the people to express themselves and let their voices be heard. Breaking Chains, call in and let your voice be heard at 858-357-9137 or live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YATradio, YAT Radio, or send us an email at youngadultstalk@gmail.com. It's Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. Young Adults Talk is Breaking Chains. Breaking Chains.
Peace and blessings to you. Are you looking for a place to express your concerns, your anger, what's going on in your community and your family? Well, Breaking Chains is the podcast. It's all about letting the world know that enough is enough, and it's time for you to speak up and speak out. Join us nightly and let's break some chains by using your voice to express the concerns you have about the issues that are affecting our people, mankind, and our world as a whole. Get involved and let's break some chains.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with P31 Ladies on YAT Radio, where each week we discuss the importance of female self-esteem, self-identity, and noble character. You can always get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
My provider. Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.